Pitch on the way, and Reddick lines it into the shift, caught by Cano in short right, and that is the ball game. Houston Astros lose for the fourth time in their last five games, drop the opener in Seattle by a final of 6-0.
Astro Launch, the official pregame show of the Houston Astros.
And first time this season that the Astros have been shut out.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And Astros won't see the Mariners for a little while after this series. And I know you're not going to be upset about missing James Paxton for a little while. Two starts against the Astros, 13 scoreless innings, another good game for him yesterday.
Yeah, the rest of the league can sort him out. We've had our fill. He's really dominated us and thrown the ball very well. He's obviously a young pitcher, but he's matured over the last year or so. We've seen him, and he landed his breaking ball yesterday. He threw really hard with his velocity. He even mixed in a couple of cutter slider type things. So tough matchup for us for whatever reason. Two times in the first eight games, but we weren't able to solve them.
You did have a few scoring chances yesterday, and especially after he got out of the ball game, after Paxton got out of the ball game, but still struggling to get those big hits with runners in scoring position. Are you noticing any common theme in these situations, or any common threat?
Yeah, we're swinging too much. I think we're swinging outside the strike zone a ton. If you look at just our swing rates, swinging up out of the zone. We've swung down below the zone, and that comes with guys just wanting to create opportunity for themselves. I think there's an anxiousness to being the guy that breaks things open with our run scoring. We know we have a good offense. We know we're going to be able to perform up and down the order. We haven't gotten off to a collectively good start. Individually, there's a couple guys that have gotten their hits, but not at the big moments. So to look up and see that we've been able to salvage some wins and come from behind a couple times and played a couple close games, I'll take it, because when the offense breaks out, it's going to be pretty loud.
Charlie Morton, five innings yesterday, gave up three runs, came out after 89 pitches. How much of that was when he came out because he had had back-to-back taxing innings, bases loaded, no out in the fourth, got out of it, and then loaded the bases again in the fifth?
Yeah, the fourth he had almost 30 pitches, and I didn't like that. And I also think this time of year, that extra inning when we were down by three, our offense wasn't generating a ton. I knew Paxton had another inning after that, if not two extra innings after that. It became an easier decision for me. I'm going to nurse these guys in April so that we have enough in our tank as the season goes along. And some of the – they're not meaningless innings, but they're the lowest of leverage innings for these guys at the back of their outings. I'm going to give to the bullpen.
Yandel Gustave making the team out of spring training, getting off to a rough start of the year. But a good outing yesterday, 1-2-3 inning, a strikeout. Good to see that from him.
Yeah, he needed it because of the way his last outing went. He threw 45 pitches and had a difficult time, ending his own innings. And I wanted to get him back on the mound as soon as he was rested and get him a little bit more confidence. He made our team because of an electrifying fastball. We saw a little bit of that yesterday. He landed his breaking ball a little bit better. And hopefully after good outings, guys can start to get a little rhythm.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Astros' mini plans are on sale now. Pick the games and seat locations that work best for you with the 15-game flex plan or a 5-game pack. Visit astros.com/mini plans or call 1-877-9-ASTROS to get yours today. Third inning at Safeco Field. No score between the Astros and Mariners. Here's Steve Sparks.
Thanks, Robert. You ever had fried grasshoppers?
I can't say that I have.
Well, you can get them at Safeco. You can get them at Safeco Field starting today. So if you go out in between innings, grab me some fried grasshoppers. They sound great. They're gluten-free, by the way.
Well, that's important in this day and age, isn't it? That could be in the offing, a fried grasshoppers tasting while we're here in Seattle.
Uh-oh. You know what? They put them on tacos, apparently. That sounds a little crunchy, I guess. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses low.
It's definitely not a Texas thing, grasshoppers on tacos. At least not that I'm aware of.
Give me Shake Shack and Torchies. Grasshoppers, are you kidding me?
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, ahead of the Mariners and Astros this evening. And I've got the slugging DH outfielder for the Seattle Mariners, Nelson Cruz. And I want to talk to you about your relationship with your manager. It goes back when you were with the Texas Rangers, and you were even in AAA when you guys first had a chance to work together. You remember that?
Yeah. I mean, he changed my stance, so definitely I remember.
So the deal at that time, you were the last guy cut in spring training. You went down to AAA, and some of the same results for the last couple of years. What did he see in your swing, and what did you want to change?
Well, I was struggling 2007, coming out of the gate, and I went down, and He showed me Carlos Lee stance, Derek Lee, how they hit with open stance, and we'll do whatever it takes. You know, I need to get the right swing and be more consistent in the big league. Especially, I was able to hit well in the minors, but for some reason, especially with fastballs in, I was have some trouble to get the hands to that pitch. So we changed it, and I mean, I see results right away.
And the rest is history. I mean,
I mean, I went up and I hit pretty good. The next year, they sent me down again, and I did really good, and then since then.
But every time I see you, I think about one story, and you've probably talked about it a lot, but you did something for your hometown back home. You wanted to get a fire truck because of one of your buddies lost a home, is that right?
Yeah, that was a while ago. I don't remember when it was. But, yeah, exactly. One of my friends lost his house and because we don't have the fire truck. So I went that year to spin training with that mentality. I need to get a fire truck. So I started looking around as a trainer.
You didn't know how much it cost, though, did you?
No, I went around as a trainer. So we started looking online, and it was like $250,000. Like, I don't have that money. So I got connected with the Rangers back then, Interior Department, and they helped me out. And they connect me with the Arlington Fire Department. And I was lucky enough to also get two ambulances. And I brought it to my hometown, Dominican Republic. And I mean, I save a lot of houses. But I think what makes me more proud is the ambulance, because if you need it, and here in the States, you call 911 and the ambulance is going to show up right away.
Yeah.
It wasn't the case in Dominican. And I'd be stopped a lot by people that I don't even know. And they thanks me. I was like, why? They told me, oh, because you brought the ambulance, my mom, my dad, my uncle, they're alive.
Wow.
And I had the chance to take my grandma to the hospital in the ambulance, and to that happen, I don't know how important it was.
It's got to make you feel good, though, right? I mean, giving something back, you've been very fortunate as a ball player, but your dad kind of showed you how to do that when you were little, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he always involved in all the charity events for the community, and I always see him leaving the house, try to help people. So, like you said, I think I get that from my dad. It's nothing better to help others, you know, and especially in my country. There is a lot of needs there.
There you go. That's Nelson Cruz with the Mariners. Thanks for catching up. Great to see you.
All right, thank you.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.